Welcome back to a coverage of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. And listen, this race is far from done yet, because Murrian Evans and Jer Conway in the Melbourne Evans Motorsport Pro Vision Global Motorsport Toyota Yaris Rally 2 car is certainly on the money after the second run round Gartan, with the fastest time taking 17 seconds out of Callum Devine. And that now means, with one stage to go, Fanad Head, that there's 20 seconds separating these two guys, and there's 20 kilometers left in the rally. It's fascinating stuff. A conservative drive for Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the leaders. They had a half a spin in there in Gartan towards the end, but Murrian Evans was really, really on the money. He was on the pace. It wasn't the fastest time of the day. That went to David Kelly. Another super drive by David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, and the quickest time in Gartan of 6:59.3 for Kelly now means that they go in to the podium position. They've moved up to third overall, and the dream of getting to the podium in the Donegal International Rally for the homeboys is getting very, very close indeed. Andrew Nesbitt joins us here at the end of Gartan. There's still a lot to play for here, Andrew, but is 20 kilometres and 20 seconds, is it too much for Murrian to chase down Callum?
It is. I think Callum's going to give about a quarter to a half a second a kilometre away. He has to do that to win this rally. If he attacks it, it's going to upset the apple tart. He really does now needs to slow down, yeah, believe it or not, to win this rally. And that's where he's at.
Yeah. Well, he can't give 20 seconds away, or it could be Murrian Evans' rally. But Callum Devine almost there to defending his title. What about David Kelly today?
He's just amazing. He's the find of the rally. For Donegal and the county of Donegal, he's an amazing young fella, an amazing driver. He's a lovely young guy. And for to be putting these times up, these are world international times. It's a credit to him. Yeah. Delighted for him.
Yeah, everybody seems to be delighted. Hopefully he can pull it off and stay there and get on the podium. But listen, as we told you, Kelly with the fastest time. 6:59.3 was the time for Kelly in the second run round Gartan in front of huge crowds and bone dry conditions. The sun is high in the sky, and it's a fantastic afternoon for rallying here in the county. The second fastest time in Gartan went to Josh Moffat. 7:01.8 for Josh Moffat, and that was despite having an overshoot. Murrian Evans, 7:03.7 for Murrian Evans, and after that, then just looking down through the sheets, the likes of Matt Edwards, 7:16.2, but Matt Edwards did have a spin on the last corner. Gary Jennings, 7:17.3 for Gary Jennings in there, and unfortunately we've lost Declan Boyd and Patrick Walsh. They were having a super drive in the Citroen inside the top 7, but the Citroen has given up in Gartan, so it has. We believe there's issues with either with the gearbox or the suspension, but Declan Boyle has pulled in Gartan, and it's not the first time in his career that Gartan hasn't treated him well. I remember in the Fiesta, in the red and white Fiesta, when he was leading the rally, that it didn't fall kindly for him. He had to pull in Gartan, and the same has happened today in the Citroen. And in the penultimate stage of the event, Declan Boyle's rally has come to an end, which is disappointing, because 10 years ago this weekend, Declan of course won it back in 2014. As for the battle of the two-wheel drive categories now, Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy inherited the lead on Fanad Head when Kevin Gallagher stopped. Now, Declan Gallagher does have a big advantage in the two-wheel drive category over Gary McPhillips, but the problem is the car is giving him issues. And she may be leaking oil. He pulled in down below us. He needed a bit of assistance. But listen, there's a worry there for Declan Gallagher. He is hoping to nurse that starlet home. And if he can do that, he will win the modified two-wheel drive category. But it's a long way to go from his point of view. He has to nurse that starlet 20 kilometres and get to the end of Fanad if he is going to win the two-wheel drive category. So this race is far from over. The next man on the list, actually, if we look down for the modified, is Gary McPhillips, and let's see what the time will be. Well, there's a big chunk there. He's an advantage of a couple of minutes over Gary McPhillips, but we wait to see what is going to happen. And I see Andrew Nesbitt just giving me a note that Declan Gallagher, apparently 4 litres. Yeah, 4 litres of oil he needed to put into the car. But anyway, he's on his way to Fanad. We'll see if he can come off it. Right, so the situation now at the head of the field as we go to the last stage, which is Fanad Head. Callum Devine is leading this event by 20.3 seconds in the Skoda from Murrian Evans in the Toyota Yaris Rally 2. is 20 seconds too much over 20k. David Kelly in the Volkswagen Polo is in third position. He is on the podium as things stand. And he's chasing down Evans. And there's only 9.4 seconds between Kelly and Evans. Can Kelly catch Evans? We wait to see if that will develop in Fannett. Josh Moffat's not out of it yet. A further 13 adrift in fourth. Matt Edwards in the Fiesta looking for maximum championship points. He is sitting in fifth position, currently 4.8 adrift, but it hasn't been a good day for Edwards. He led for most of this event, but a wall and Atlantic Drive put an end to his hopes of taking the victory. Gary Jennings is in sixth position, over 3 minutes back. Then it's Michael Boyle in seventh, Declan Gallagher in eighth and leading the modified section. Stuart Darcy's ninth, and Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Citroen, they are inside the top 10, so there's still very much to play for. Just a reminder, listeners, Atlantic Drive, the second run round, which was due to start shortly, that has been cancelled due to a bereavement in the area. So if you're working your way to Fannett, looking to see some, or to Atlantic Drive rather, looking to see some rally cars, you may turn back and maybe head to Fannett. You may get somewhere in Fannett to watch it. Atlantic Drive is not taking place. What we're going to do now, before we actually leave, is we'll get one more final word of the day with Andrew Nesbitt, because when we're speaking at the end of Fannett, we will be chatting to the winners. Have you enjoyed your weekend back in Donegal again, Andrew?
It's been amazing. This reminds me of 20 years ago. The crowds have been amazing. I'd say there's 120 to 150,000 people watching this rally this weekend, and the amount of money that brings to the county, millions and millions of euros. It's a credit to Donegal Motor Club to have run such an event, and it's got the buzz that it had all those years ago, and I'm looking forward to seeing myself doing it next year.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see Andrew back next year. There'll be big crowds expected at the finish ramp in Letterkenny as well. He's just told the Northwest and the people standing around he's going to bring this Mitsubishi back into Donegal next year. But call the winner, Andrew, before you go. Who's your money on?
If Callum backs off a quarter to a half second a mile, he'll win the rally.
Yeah. Okay, we'll wait to see if that happens.
But he has to back off.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, Andrew Nesbitt, the great Andrew Nesbitt, the six-time winner of the Donegal International, joining us on our coverage here on the third and final day. We're almost done. There's 20k to go. We're going to the head of Fannett, and we'll be back with more from this enthralling and entertaining event for you shortly on Sunday Sport.